This is an Aero News Touch and Go for March 26, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. In a move with broader implications for similar legislation elsewhere, on Tuesday a federal appeals court threw out New York's Airline Passengers Bill of Rights. The Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the law, which was enacted January 1st, conflicts with federal law governing prices, routes, and services provided by an airline. The appeals panel acknowledged the law was enacted with good intentions and lamented the need for a law like that, but decided states don't have the authority to supersede federal oversight of the airlines. New York Assemblyman Michael Gennaris, lead sponsor of the bill, says the fight is far from over. The Air Transport Association, which is the lead lobbying group for the nation's airlines, said the ruling bolsters its argument that only the federal government has the right to oversee the airlines. ATA says it would prefer airlines be allowed to enact such measures voluntarily, which, of course, they could have done long ago, were it their intent. Indonesian aviation safety regulators ruled on Tuesday pilot error was at least partially to blame for the New Year's 2007 crash of an Atom Air Boeing 737 that claimed 102 lives. The country's National Transportation Safety Committee wrote in its report, quote, "This accident resulted from a combination of factors, including the failure of the pilots to adequately monitor the flight instruments, particularly during the final 2 minutes of the flight. Preoccupation with a malfunction of the inertial reference system diverted both pilots' attention from the flight instruments and allowed the increasing descent and bank angle to go unnoticed," unquote. The AFP News Service reports the committee did not, however, pin all the blame on the pilots. It noted that maintenance records showed nearly 150 recurring problems with the accident aircraft's gyroscopic systems in the months leading up to the accident. As ANN reported, Flight 574 crashed into the ocean near South Sulawesi on January 1, 2007. Both pilots, 96 passengers, and 4 crew members were lost. It took 9 days before pieces of the wreckage were found. The aircraft's flight data recorders weren't found until August. Atom Air has become a poster child for Indonesia's horrendous airline industry safety record. Last week, the chief of air transport safety in Indonesia grounded the airline for at least 3 months. Mission accomplished, and now they're coming home. The crew members of STS-123 left their compatriots on board the International Space Station behind Monday night, undocking from the station and beginning the journey back to Earth. A record-setting 12-day stay at the station came to its official end when shuttle pilot Gregory Johnson backed the shuttle away. Endeavour is scheduled to land tonight at Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Favorable weather is forecast. Pieces of debris found on beaches along the coast of the Bahamas on Tuesday confirm what many feared, that a single-engine aircraft apparently ditched in the ocean Monday afternoon with no survivors. The FAA says 2 people were on board the Mooney M20C when it took off from Freeport, bound for St. Lucie, Florida. It crashed shortly afterward at 1:45 p.m. local time. Air traffic controllers in Freeport lost radar contact with the aircraft just before it went down. It's not known whether an emergency condition was reported. The Royal Bahamian Defense Force responded to the accident scene. A person on board a nearby fishing vessel witnessed the accident, though no details have been released. The victims had not been identified by our deadline. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. A Qantas flight blows 4 tires in an aborted takeoff at LAX. The courts allow Aloha Airlines to keep operating through Chapter 11. And ExoJet picks a new CFO with a big-time resume. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today I'm back with Bob Poole of Reason.org to discuss the pending privatization of Chicago Midway Airport and how the U.S. stacks up against privatized air traffic control systems elsewhere in the world. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.